Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Agree with. But when you start making this much money, when a team gives you $80 million guaranteed, $80 million, and you can have two catches or three catches for 32 yards, and you're still going to see $80 million, that's not good enough. And people like Asante Samuel Sr., who lined up against wide receivers and also has a son who plays that position on the team, should be calling you out. I think that DK Metcalf has largely been someone that has avoided criticism and has skated on things because that we've had bigger fish to fry, per se. Mike Tomlin, and we'll go after the quarterbacks and go after everyone who makes up a $170 million defense. I think he's kind of gotten off scot-free here. We've now gone, what is it? Is it five games or six games? Five in a row where he hasn't gotten 50 yards? I don't know, man. We're not talking about Kelvin Johnson double teams where there are two corners who are literally lined up across from the guy at the wide receiver position. He does have time to make plays against a quarterback, and even Tony Romo came out during that game Sunday and criticized Metcalf for his release off the line of scrimmage. And oh, what do you know? Aaron Rodgers at his media session yesterday made a point of wide receivers getting open off the line of scrimmage. I'm getting a sense that there might be a little bit of buyer's remorse with DK Metcalf. Is he a good receiver? Certainly. Can he take the ball to the house like we saw in Minnesota? Absolutely. He is a physical specimen. He is a great weapon. He's not the fourth best wide receiver in the NFL, and that's what he's getting paid to be. And it's another example of the Steelers reaching at a position, wide receiver, because they've had problems there, and giving up too much and paying a guy too much. But, you know, I open up the phone lines on DK Metcalf. I'm sure people won't want to agree or disagree with me. There'll be ambivalence. Mike Tomlin, I say his word, 15 people at one time try to tooth and claw and fight their way to the one empty phone line we have. I think it's absolutely a legitimate, I don't know if I'd say he's the problem like Asante Samuel said. And yeah, it doesn't help when you don't have another legitimate threat at wide receiver. But Antonio Brown didn't need help. Oh, but he's one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Yes, he is. You're paying DK Metcalf to be one of those guys. He didn't get wide receiver two money. He didn't get wide receiver one money. He got elite, all-pro wide receiver money, man. He got money to produce like he is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Did Larry Fitzgerald always have a good quarterback? No. Did he always have a great wide receiver too? At some time, sometimes he did, like Anquan Boldin, not his entire career. Look at his stats year to year. And I've got people that come on our station now routinely and say, hey, George Pickens is just straight up better than DK Metcalf. Nobody wants to disagree with that anymore. You gave him $132 million, 80 of which was guaranteed. If we're going to call out TJ Watt, which we do, we should probably say the same thing about Metcalf. 412-928-9370. But I acknowledge that a lot of you still want to talk about Mike Tomlin, and that's fine too. Here's Steven in the car. Hello, Steven.
How's it going today, fellas?
Hey, we're good.
Hey, listen, so I just wanted to bring up sort of a different perspective on Tomlin in terms of what's interesting to me is his ability to obviously build very strong relationships with really anybody outside of, let's say, Pittsburgh, maybe a Pittsburgh fan base. And look no further than obviously all the talking heads nationally that go on and on about how he's not going to get fired
and
be hired in 2 minutes. But look no further than Aaron Rodgers' press conference post-game, and where Rodgers is saying, you know, after a horrible loss, and Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's not afraid to throw anybody under the bus, his comments on Tomlin, how he believes in Mike T, and that's why I came here, and he's not going to buy into what the media was trying to get him to do that night. So it's very interesting to me that, you know, he has obviously done a great job. He's obviously a great human being in terms of, you know, being able to build relationships and have people trust him and things of that nature. Not to say that, you know, I'm in the ball. I'm in the side of things where, you know, it's time to go. You know, it's time for change. It's time to find somebody new. So that game on Sunday was the solely one. I mean, it looked no further than the Bills and that banged up unit. The Bills won that day because of coaching, in my opinion. The Bills came in here and won because of the work and the effort and the game plan that those coaches put together and executed that day.
And they did it shorthanded, and they did it by and they did it with backup offensive linemen who everybody thought were going to get manhandled, and ran at TJ Watt a lot and forced corners to tackle who Mike has believed in and sworn by up and down. You're right about how Mike has a way of buttering people up and ingratiating himself with others. That's right. That's a skill of his. Absolutely. I'm not going to argue that. Like, he knows who to suck up to. He's no dummy with that. It's going to go a lot further from him or farther for him to suck up to Stephen A. Smith and Jay Glazer than it is for him to, like, smooch up to Jeff Hathorn and Ray Fittipaldo. No offense to those guys. He knows who has the biggest reach. He knows who are the people that he needs to appease and elbow up to and maintain relationships with. That's smart. Networking is a part of any business, and he's good at that. And I think, you know, but I'll tell you what, though, for sure. I think this is absolutely true. I know it's true because of the people I talk to. He's not universally and unanimously beloved by his players, ex-players. The guys that are in the locker room now, what are they going to do? I know Aaron Rodgers has no filter, but the other guys are going to go up there and say nasty things about Mike while they're still playing for him. Come on, use your head, use your noggin. That's not going to happen. But what do you think they say about him once they leave? Some guys extol his virtues and sing his praises. A lot of people do. Here is, oh my God, Jeff in South Park, our number two fan. Hello, Jeff.
I can tell you why I'm not going to criticize DK Metcalf, because I asked for his jersey for Christmas, and I quite frankly don't want it to be true. So that would be why.
Wait, what happened? Donnie got in my ear there, and I heard you wanted a jersey for Christmas. Whose jersey do you want?
I said, I'll tell you why I'm not willing to criticize DK Metcalf. I asked for his jersey for Christmas, and quite frankly, I don't want it to be true. So that would be my personal reason.
You do not strike me as a guy that would buy current player jerseys. You seem like someone that wants 1970 Steelers jerseys and 1990
I have plenty of
Steelers
those, and I came to the realization a couple of years ago that I didn't have any current players. And I'm like, oh, man, like it was kind of a light bulb moment.
You want
moment,
the guy whose mouthpiece was a pacifier up until this year to be the current Steeler that you rep.
Yeah, I did get a Hayward last year. So like that was my first current player in forever. But anyways, if you don't mind, I'll get back to the Tomlin stuff and what you were talking about at the top of the show. What Ryan Clark said about him being one of the greatest coaches of all time, I can't get there. And I did like your argument where you brought up Bo Jackson and Jerome Bettis, but I think there's a big difference between being a Hall of Fame player and being a Hall of Fame coach. Would you agree that Jerome Bettis is in the Hall of Fame mainly due to longevity?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, that has a lot to do with that sort of thing when you're a player. When you're a coach, especially when you're the coach of the Steelers and they just don't get rid of you, I don't think that has the same merits. I think a truly great all-time coach needs to have the ability to adapt and maybe even reinvent himself.
Right. And well, that's why I corrected myself and said, I don't think he's one of the best coaches who's ever lived. However, it is undeniable that he has one of the best resumes of any coach ever.
That may be true, but like you, it's so hard. Like, I mean, years from now when he is retired and you just look at the numbers, I think everybody is just going to make those same statements. It's hard for us here in Pittsburgh who watch him under such a close eye.
Sure.
Knowing the day in, day out. I mean, we can't separate things from his resume, like everything he inherited when he got here.
I agree.
And then the fact that he was unable to rebuild on the fly. He was unable to win different ways. You know, Chuck Noll, when he got here, he built the program from the ground up, and he also reinvented himself. He won with young teams. He won with old teams. He won with primarily defense, and then he won primarily with offense. And then when he had some down years and the roster completely flipped over, he had a brief little oasis in 1989. With a team that I don't know how many people would have been able to win
I think the two damning things about Mike, and as far as like looking at his career, that I bring up to people that want to act like he's God's gift to coaching are, number one, in his 18 years, this is year 19, in only four of them he's won playoff games. And then the other one I think is, I look at a quarterback's prime as late 20s and early 30s, and from Ben's age 29 season to his age 32 season. So 4 years, he didn't win a playoff game in any of those years. 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2-8-8 seasons, a loss to Tim Tebow, and a home playoff loss to Joe Flacco and the Ravens. Not late in his career when Ben was shot, prime Ben, 4 years, a presidential term length, no playoff wins, Jeff.
And I mean, that was honestly, like, I feel like I was a little bit ahead of the game because I was realizing that in real time, and I'm like, he is wasting Ben's prime years, and that's when I started a little bit to come off the guy.
Have you come off of Mulsey? I feel like you've soured on Mulsey. There's been some internal discussion here about how you seem to want to troll Chris now and say very negative things about him. Is that fair?
No, I haven't come off of Mulsey. I like to envision having a very friendly rivalry with him because, like, so I think both you and Mulsey are equally talented. I do, and that's why the show is so great. But the fundamental difference to me between you and Mulsey is oftentimes when you bring up your arguments, like it's not so much that I just agree with you. It makes me feel good about being a fan. And Mulsey, on the other hand, the way he states things, the way he says things makes me feel miserable about being a fan sometimes. So I do like to troll him with whether his arguments are good or not. I wanted to let him know, it's like, yeah, you know, the way you come off saying this, though, makes it sound like we should all hate ourselves.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. He makes us feel like we should all hate ourselves. I mean, in defense of Chris, this has not exactly been the salad days of Pittsburgh sports, Donnie. You know?
I mean, the 2020s do have a real chance of being the worst decade we've ever experienced. Like in I don't know, the last 60 years.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to Starkey to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. One half of that highly rated, very, very popular and critically acclaimed Pomp and Joe show joins us right now. Bob Pompiani, who has been either just enjoying or emceeing the Pittsburgh Riverhounds USL Championship celebration. Bob, which one is it?
Well, actually, both, Boney. Oh, I enjoyed it because it was a long time in coming, and I had the honor of emceeing it, and it was a great day for that franchise, which has waited 26 years to win one. And they kind of did it the way the Steelers did it back at Super Bowl 40, where they had to go on, you know, a run of winning games when they were one of the last teams to qualify for the playoffs, and they won three straight games, including Eastern Conference Finals, and go out to Tulsa and win it all.
So, and I heard the goalkeeper know, right? Was great. Change. What was the goalkeeper's name? I heard he was tremendous.
Yeah, Eric Dick.
Eric
Dick. He was big.
Bob, this is going to surprise you, or maybe it won't. I don't know. I actually think I want to go to a World Cup match when it's in the United States next year. Thoughts?
Yeah, you should. I'm a big fan of different experiences, and, you know, Pony, there's so many things. Once you try, you never know until you do try. And I remember covering the Olympics, and we did the Winter Olympics
in Nagano, Japan,
a couple of times in 1998. Yeah, that was one where, you know, I didn't know what, you know, you see luge, you see bobsled, you see ski jumping, but until you see it in person,
yeah,
it's a completely different dynamic, and especially when you see exactly how high we're talking about here. It's crazy.
Bob, I just want to say I also respect your friendship so much, and I'm happy that we're able to do things like this together, and I don't usually get to tell you that, so there you go.
Well, feeling's very mutual. I appreciate it. You're a very smart man, and you know how to run a radio show for sure.
What was the Starkey card of the week yesterday, by the way? I speculated that it was going to be Sidney Crosby because of what he did in Philadelphia. Was I right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But an LC Greenwood, he has a vintage LC Greenwood just because he got nominated, you know, yep, finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So there were various amounts of it. He had like three, yeah, or four different things he was bringing up. But he always, that place is a great place for card collectors, boy, I tell you.
Bob, I just brought up before we brought you on, if Steelers fans are going to rip T.J. Watt because he's making so much money and the production isn't there, I think they should do the same thing with D.K. Metcalf. And I get it. He gets double-teamed, blah, 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 blah. But when you pay a guy the fourth biggest contract for a wide receiver in the NFL, when he's making over $30 million, I really don't care that he's double-teamed. Antonio Brown got double-teamed. He found a way to be productive, and before you say, well, he's not Antonio Brown, I'm sorry, he's getting paid like an Antonio Brown. Bob, what's your take?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you up the ante and guys make the kind of money they're making, they're held to a different standard. I think that's just common sense, so you expect production to follow. You know, in all of these cases, though, to me, it's that, but it's also scheming. You know, you have to have coordinators who are able to scheme open guys and figure it out, which is why I hate to bring this up again, I wanted Pickens still here because I thought there was a way to get him involved, both of them together, which would have helped one another.
Why do you hate to bring
it
up? I feel like more and more people are coming over to your side of the argument.
Because I'm not one of these people to do that, Andrew. I mean, that was my take at the beginning, and I've stuck to it because, and I've been wrong a lot too, but in this case, I just felt that the motivation he would have for playing it and winning to the point where he can cash it in on a big contract, the only way was possible is if he stopped being a jerk and becoming more of a football player and just do what he's capable of doing. The talent level is insane, and I think Dallas felt that. I realize they have a different quarterback who's more productive, but I also know they schemed things for him, and he's now getting as many, if not more, targets than CeeDee Lamb.
Bob, do you feel like this time the conversation about Tomlin's future with the Steelers feels different? We've had a lot of guests who have come on who've been around the team for a long time, and they have mostly acknowledged that. Like, yeah, we hear fans being angry about Tomlin and the job he's doing all the time, but now, given what happened Sunday with the chance and the fact that we're in year 19 of this and they haven't won a playoff game since 2016, it does feel different. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, but I think that, again, comes with the expectation of what they have or what they were doing specifically in this offseason. They were spending some money on guys who, you know, are older, and that's now shown to be a problem. But, at the time, a lot of people bought in. Okay, 1 year, let's do this. But, you know, you got to start winning these big playoff games. And, when you see the fan response the other day at the game, I mean, that makes it a whole different. That takes it to a different level. So, yep. I think this game this weekend is huge, and, Baltimore has the same problems. I was listening into some radio down there, and they have people. You know, the funny thing about all of this, Andrew, is that this game normally carries with it a bunch of venomous comments. You know, people are angry with them. There's hatred hatred in a sports sense, around some of the players. They're getting at each other. There's bulletin board material. There has been none of that. It's just another game.
No,
it seems
Ravens,
like.
Ravens fans hate the Ravens right now, and Steelers fans hate the Steelers. It's self-loathing that's going on. It's not like, Ravens hatred that's coming out here in Pittsburgh. It's looking in
the
mirror and getting mad is what's happening. 100%.
And it's totally a unique dynamic in this rivalry, because no matter what case you're talking about over the years, these games carried, and this one still does. I mean, make no mistake about it. I just covered a Riverhounds team, and we talked about how far and the odds. When they got into the USL playoffs, they were like 4% probability of winning that cup.
Wow.
Well, you never know what you do until you have it. So And I think these teams both are flawed. In fact, a lot of the AFC is flawed. Who can put something together? Now, that takes a whole bunch of commitment. It takes a lot of vision on the part of the coaching staff. And guys have got to play to what they're being paid to play for. So the original part about DK Metcalf, he has to start separating himself, I think, and all the elite players. That's why they're paying the money, make the plays.
All right, Bob, we ask you every week, who you like on Sunday. What's your prediction for Steelers-Ravens?
Well, I've picked against them in the last 2 weeks, and they both lost. I just had a bad feeling. This one's different. I have a feeling, even though things are not going well here, things are not going well there. I'm still not convinced Lamar Jackson is the same Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And as a result, I think the Steelers will go down there and win a 3-point game, which is typical of these rivals. I think most people make predictions for you, Andrew, are going to say the same thing. It's going to be a close game, maybe ugly. So something like 21-17.
All right. There you have it. Bob Pompiani, I think, no doubt, feeling some of the after effects of the champagne at the USL Riverhounds.
You know, that's a big cup. You could put a lot of champagne in that cup, by the way. In fact, you could put anything in there in that cup, and it's a big, you got to watch yourself.
All right. Thank you, Bob, for that word to the wise. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, Barney. See ya.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Donnie, did Pop get an invite to the nuptials?
He may have.
I'm trying to think of, like, if there was a play-in game for the NCAA tournament in Dayton, who are the people from the station that advanced to that but barely got in? You know, like the 12 seeds.
Oh, it was a battle
that cut
on
line.
That bubble.
That cut line for the wedding from people here. And you having to make the case before the committee that this person should be there.
I think in some cases it wasn't even me making the case. I think, like, it was almost Sarah making the case for some of the people here.
For example, Callis?
Yeah, I think you could throw him in that category.
Sarah was a Callis advocate for the wedding.
Big time.
Wow. Any reason why? Like, she gravitates towards Callis?
I think she just thinks he's like a lovable figure. Jolly guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That music means one thing. It is time for PM Team Power Rankings, which you can follow along with and watch on YouTube, where we are growing. We set a YouTube record on Monday. X, Twitter, streaming live there now too, doing big numbers. And listening along wherever you are on the Odyssey app, 93.7thefan.com, where you can also watch the show, and 93.7 FM. So tons of places to get Pony and Mueller and PM Team Power Rankings. Mulzy's off, so it's just me and Donnie today. Task was to rank the 7 best teams in the AFC. I will start. Number 7, Don, a team that's currently out of the playoff picture. I went with the Texans, and I have the arrow pointed up on them. They go to Kansas City on Sunday. They've got the defense the Steelers thought they would have when the season started. DeMeco Ryans is the head coach there, defensive-minded coach, a guy that's been compared to Tomlin. He's the boss. Amazing edge rushers, Hunter and Anderson. That's what the Steelers thought they were getting with Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig. Excellent cover guy in Stingley. Steelers thought they were getting that when they traded for Jalen Ramsey. He ended up moving full-time to safety. Number one scoring defense in the NFL. Even when their offense stunk at the beginning of the year, they held the Rams, I think, to under 20 points in that first meeting to kick off the season. They went 3-0 with a backup quarterback, proving that it can be done. Mike Tomlin gets credit for winning with backup or mediocre quarterbacks. They won with Davis Mills and went 3-0. And they just went to Indy and won on Sunday. Ravens come in at 7 for me. Texans come in at 7, not the Ravens for me. Houston.
Now, do you want me to tell you if I had them on my
we
list?
We can do that at the end.
Okay.
6.
I put a team that is also not in the playoffs right now. I put the Chiefs at number 6. Yeah, I know they're doing a lot of heavy lifting just because they are the Chiefs, and they continue to be the team that is the king of the AFC. And until somebody truly does knock them off, until we see in a do-or-die game in late January a team eliminate the Chiefs from the playoffs, or maybe the House votes them out anyway and they don't get there in mid-January, I think they belong in this spot, because even in like a game on Thanksgiving where they lose to a Cowboys team that is surging from the opposite conference, I still think if you catch that team in a playoff setting, they are going to be one of the best that you come across. Like they are going to be a team that you really don't want to see just because they have that playoff pedigree.
Number 5 for me, the team the Steelers lost to on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, the run game, the 1-2 punch of Allen and Cook. They can run the snot out of the ball. Their passing game is very, very limited, which is odd to say when you have an MVP quarterback and one of the best in the league. Their defense, I think, has been slightly above average this year. That's why they were looking for corner help with Darius Slay. And then Slay said on second thought, I don't want to play in Buffalo, and is now pondering retirement, which maybe you don't know. If you're just tuning in, that's a real story. I mean, Joey Bosa has made a big difference there. 5 forced fumbles this year, which is a Bills franchise record. But now he's banged up again, and it doesn't look like he's going to play against the Bengals on Sunday. So, warts, we've seen them on the road lose to bad teams like the Dolphins and Falcons. I have them checking in at 5. Number 4, AFC power rankings. Donald.
Number four is a team that has already been set. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I put the Houston Texans at number four, Pony. They're not even in the playoffs.
Ooh.
I think they're one of the four best teams in the AFC. I mean, there are some really good defenses in the AFC. They got the best one. They have the best defense in football right now. I mean, I'm having a hard time saying that anybody is definitively better than what their defense can do. You laid out a very compelling argument already, and I think if C.J. Stroud can just get it right.
That's why I think they have upside.
That defense is already there for them.
I think they are a dangerous team. I think they are the vaunted team no one wants to play, as we hear around this time of year constantly. All right, number three for me is also a team that's already been said. I put the Chiefs third. I just looked at the teams and I thought to myself, this is not the standings. This is just how I view these teams overall. Mahomes is coming off a 4-touchdown game on Thanksgiving night. Their defense really doesn't get pressure like it used to, which is a concern. Chris Jones has not lived up to that contract. I think their offensive line is now injured with both tackles being out. Simmons, who they picked in the first round, is on injured reserve. But Mahomes is on pace to have his biggest passing touchdown year in like four seasons. And I have more confidence in them, I think, winning shootouts than I did last year at this time. And I do think their luck is going to turn. Last year, all they did was win close games. This year, all they've done, other than the Colts game, is lose the close games. They're in every game. They have Mahomes. I don't think he's going to keep losing coin flips. So I put them third. Number two,
I put the Denver Broncos. And they are kind of what the Chiefs were last year because they win a ton of close games. They just had another one on Sunday night. They have had so many close calls, and it really makes you question how good of a team are they, because it always seems like the ball is bouncing their way. But at the end of the day, they are doing the most important thing. They are winning. They are winning football games by hook or by crook. It doesn't really matter. I mean, listen, if a team wins a Super Bowl in an ugly fashion, are we going to come in here and complain the next day they won a Super Bowl?
No, of course not.
Malzi might, but we're not. I'm certainly not. I put them at number two.
All right, you're going to hate my number one because I'm not even sure your number one cracked your top five just based on where you put one team. And what they did here soured everybody on them. I went Colts one. I think the Colts this year, week to week, have been the best team in the AFC. And the only team I think who could argue that with them is New England. And New England has played a far inferior schedule. And New England has played the equivalent of Penn State's non-conference schedule pretty much the entire year, with the exception of winning in Buffalo, the game they lost to the Steelers. They have, to their credit, taken advantage of playing bad teams, which was one of the reasons why I liked them to make the playoffs this year. And I've always been a big Drake May guy. The Colts really outplayed Kansas City in Kansas City. I thought they got screwed by the refs on Sunday. They called an extra point good that was a miss. And Ian Eagle on the call said, no good. And they said, wrong. It's actually good. And it wasn't. Have you ever seen that before?
Because it went right over the upright.
But a little bit off.
To me, it looked like it was a miss.
Yes. And so did the broadcaster doing the game. And there were questions about the officiating in that game afterwards. It was probably the worst officiated game of the NFL season. They're going to be nobody's one other than mine in Pittsburgh because of the way they got shellacked here and because people don't trust Daniel Jones. But I honestly think they have the most complete team in the AFC, which is really an indictment on the AFC. I mean, the Broncos' offense is subpar. I think that the Chiefs, it's just hard for me to say a 6-6 team is going to win the Super Bowl. And I think New England would be the other team I would have put one, but like, we just don't see them play good teams at all. So
Yeah, I know, and that's always an easy knock, but then at the same time, I'm not going to...
Did you put them one?
I put them at number one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to blame... I mean, they play who they play. Like, that is one of the benefits, kind of being bad for a couple of years.
But
you're going to run into a favorable schedule, along with building up your team.
But would you want to argue with just this point? I disqualify you from being number one when you lose to the Raiders at home?
Yeah, I mean, the losses for them don't look great right now because they lost to the Raiders at home and they lost to a Steelers team that is currently questioning if Mike Tomlin is the right guy for the job.
Yeah.
As we sit in December.
They've played,
but they haven't lost a game since the middle of
September. Since the Steelers game. They've played two games this year against teams with a winning record. The Bills game they won on Sunday night, 23-20, and the game they... Oh, wait, no, they're 2-0 in these games, my bad. They're 2-0 against teams with winning record. They beat the Bills in Buffalo, and then they went down to Tampa and beat the Buccaneers a few weeks ago. So, you play who's on your schedule, I get that. They're on a bye week. Their next two games are Buffalo and at Baltimore. We're going to find out a lot about them in those next 2 weeks. Here's actually how my rankings looked. I had Texans 7, Jags 6, Bills 5, Broncos 4, Chiefs 3, Patriots 2, Colts 1. How about you?
So I think we had all the same teams just all jumbled up.
I had no AFC North teams.
Me neither. I had the Colts at 7.
Okay.
I just feel like they're leaking oil a little bit. Chiefs at 6. The Jags at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Texans, Bills, Broncos, Patriots.
Got it. Those were your PM Team Power Rankings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Arrow will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Arrow can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.